بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. Elders and brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, we all know that whatever ibadat we do, whatever acts of worship that we do, namaz, roza, zakat, umrah, hajj, if it is according to the sharia, according to the sunnah, it will be classed as ibadat. And it will be accepted in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. If a person reads namaz, he fulfills the faraiz of namaz. The faraz has been, the responsibility of faraz has been done, but the sawab, the reward, the barakat, the anwarat, because it was not according to the sunnah, will not be gained. Similarly, every act a Muslim does, if it is according to the sunnah, then the reward and the barakat will be gained, the blessings will be gained, and the benefits of this world and the akhirat will be gained. Nikah is an act of ibadat. We see how many nikahs after the lockdown, nearly every week. It is an act of ibadat. If it is done according to the sunnah, according to the sharia, then the barakat of nikah will be gained. If it is not done according to the sharia, if it is not done according to the sunnah way, then the blessings, the barakat, and the benefits of this world and the benefits of the akhirah will not materialize. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself performed nikah of his daughters, performed nikah of the sahaba ikram. You all know, and we have all learnt in our madaris, in our makatib, and we have listened in the bayans, just briefly, the incident, the nikah of the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu anha. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of the creation, and the leader of all the prophets, the imam of all the prophets, Hazrat Fatima, the queen of Jannat, the leader of all the women in Jannah. Her nikah is taking place. According to different narrations, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu came with the proposal for Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam declined the offer because of his age. After a while, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came. Again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam declined the offer because of the age of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was told by a group of Ansar, again different narrations, and some say by his servant, a slave girl, that you should go with the proposal. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu approached the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He felt shy, he was quiet. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, "What have you come for?" And he said that, "I have come for the hand of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ahlan wa marhaban. Accepted the proposal. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Call Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Zubair, Talha, and a group of Ansar, Sahaba radiallahu anhum." They were called. At this time, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's age was approximately 21. He was 21 years old. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha was just 15 and a half, nearly 16. The Sahaba came, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Magni was done, the engagement was done. Hazrat Tanwir rahmatullah alayhi says in one of his malfuzat, in one of his sayings, that today's Magni, meaning he's talking how many, 50, 60, 70 years ago, today's Magni is Qiyamate Sugra. And today's Shadi is Qiyamate Kubra. Today's Magni is a small Qiyamah. The tension and the stress, and today's Shadi is a big Qiyamah. The here now we look in, who's Shadi? Lakhte Jigar, the Kaleji, the heart of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The favorite daughter of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Queen of Jannah, her Magni is done. Hazrat Ali comes with the proposal, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam accepts, Magni is done. The Sahaba are called, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performs the khutbah of the nikah. And then he tells Hazrat Ayman radiallahu anha to take Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha to the house of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anha. The mahr was 400 dirham, which we now count as mehre Fatimi. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave her 4 gadde to sit on from his side, 4 gaddes, 2 duvets, 2 silver ties, 1 bedsheet, 1 pillow, 1 water bag, 1 chakki. You know what's a chakki? Where you grind the flour, a stone, 2 stones together and you grind the flour. Our ladies and mothers and sisters will not know what is a chakki. And 1 bed. In some narrations it says 1 bed was also given. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the house of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu afterwards. And he told Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha to bring some water in a bowl. She brought some water. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made kulli gargled in the water. And then he told her to, and then he sprinkled some on her face and on her chest. Then he told her to turn around and he sprinkled some between the shoulders. Then he called Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, told him to bring some water. Again he gargled in the water and then he sprinkled some water on his face and on the chest. But he didn't tell him to turn around. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them to bring water and he read the Mu'awwazatain, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And then he told them to drink, he sprinkled on both sides of them, told them to drink from there and to do wuzu with that. And then he gave some words of advice. He told Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, now what is your duty as a wife? Your duty is now to do all the housework inside the house. And he told Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, what is your duty? Your duty is outside of the house. And then the next day, the Prophet ﷺ told Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala to do a walima. And the walima was done where about 1 sa, which is about 3.5 pounds of jaw roti, barley roti, and some khajur, another 1 dish. A simple walima was done, and the shadi was done by the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the nikah masnoon. Simple sunnah way of nikah. If we perform a nikah like this, then it will be according to Sharia. It will be according to the sunnah. Then we will gain the blessings of nikah. Now you might turn around and say, Mawlana Sahab, that was 1400 years ago. Who's going to do this now in this day and age? I'll just relate the incident where in India, there's a buzruk called Mawlana Salahuddin Saifi Rahmatullah, Damat Barakatuhum, a Naqshbandi Sheikh. He quotes, he has a magazine, monthly magazine also comes out, Dawa-e-Dil. And he written in there also, and he's made a special leaflet about this incident, which he titles, Shadi Ho to Aisi Ho. Shadi Ho to Aisi Ho. So he says that there was a person in India who was called Rashid Khan, 2 years ago approximately, a billionaire, very rich person, billionaire. He used to come and visit him now and then. So he said one day he came with his son and he said, this is my son Naeem Khan and he just finished his dentistry. Now he's become a dentist, make dua. So as I said, I made dua for him. Then after 3-4 days, this Rashid Khan came again. We sat down for a while, we talked. Whilst he was leaving by the door, he said, Hazrat, just to inform you, my son's nikah was done yesterday. So Hazrat said, 3-4 days ago you came and you didn't tell me anything about the nikah. We could have made dua for you. You only said that he became a dentist and we made dua. He said, no, Hazrat, this is what happened. So I said to him, come sit down and tell me what happened. So he said, Hazrat, after I came to see you, I went to my wife's sister's house. And behind the parda, the husband wasn't in, so behind the parda, we were talking, and then she said, Rashid Khan, do you know that when your son, he's now become a doctor, he's now become a dentist, when he was born, and when my daughter was born, both of our sisters, we made an agreement that when they grow up, and when they are ready for marriage, we will get them married. So the person, Rashid Khan, said, what is the problem then? We will get them married. So she said, when will we do the mangni? He said, mangni is already done. I agree. Nikah we will do now. He called his son on the mobile, took out his phone. He said, where are you? He said, I'm at home. How long will it take for you to come to your khala's house? He said, 15 minutes. He said, come. In that meantime, the husband, the father of the daughter also arrived, and the wife told him that this is what Rashid Khan has said. He went in another room and he called one of the elders of the family that so and so has come, and he is saying this. What should I do? He said, Bismillah. What are you waiting for? The son came. Rashid Khan went outside. Those people who were walking in the street, he said, there is a good deed to be performed. 10-12 people were called inside the house. Then he called the Imam Sahab. The Imam Sahab was called. Nikah was done. Then he said to his son, that I am leaving you here. In 1.5 hours, your wife, and bring your mother-in-law, who is also your khala. Bring her to our house in 1.5 hours. Tell them to get ready and bring them. He went to the shops, got some mithai, got some biscuits, got some minced meat, khima, and he came home. The wife came. The dulhan came. The next day, he said to his family, he woke them up for Fajr. Now, this is a billionaire. He said to his wife that I am going for Fajr in my local masjid. There are about 20-25 people who read namaz in Fajr. I am going to bring them for walima after Fajr. So the khima, the means that I have brought, make khima, make roti for 25 people and make some tea. In Fajr, after Fajr namaz, he stood up and he said, everybody knows me here, I am local musalli. I invite you all, my son got married yesterday, I invite you all after Fajr salah to my house for walima. So this is not 1400 years ago. Everybody, whilst they were wearing the shoes, that has he lost it? What is he talking about? Walima? So they all went, they had the walima, and nikah and walima was done. Very simple nikah. Now this Maulana Salahuddin Saifi Damat Barakatuhum says, this same Rashid Khan, who passed away after that, he, once he saw in his village, there used to be a maktab and a ustad used to teach there. So that alim, when the taziyat was going on, when he went to visit the family, he said, this alim was there who used to teach the maktab in the local madrasa. So he said, Rashid Khan came to me one day. He used to live in the city, so he came to visit the village. He said to me, you teach the madrasa, you teach the maktab. From my pocket, every month, I will give you 2,000 rupees hadiah because you are doing a very good service. Then he said, whenever he used to meet me, he used to put his hand in his pocket and whatever cash he used to have, never counting, he used to give me. And one day he said to me that you are a teacher in a maktab. Sometimes some emergency, medical, whatever might come up in your house. You might be in financial need. Come to my office. If I am in a meeting also, don't even knock the door. Come inside. And don't say that, Rashid Khan, I'm asking for some money. Say what? Look how he is respecting the ulama. Say that, Rashid Khan, the money that you have of mine, that money of mine which you have, I would like to take some from that. And Maulana Ghulam Bastanvi, Damat Barakatuhum, his staff, where they live, the madrasa that he runs and where he lives, opposite there was a masjid. This Rashid Khan used to financially provide for the whole of the masjid and the maktab that used to be run there. And whenever a child in the final exams used to come first, if it was a girl, he used to give them gold earrings as a prize. And if it was a boy, similar prize. And the ustads, he used to give every year ticket for Umrah. આપણે બધા હુટલા છે કે જાગતા છે. We have maktabs here also, you know. We have imams here who are serving 40 years plus. પછી મરી જાય ને, after they die then we say, oh, 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 હવે તો મને બહુ ખોટ થઈ ગઈ, મોલી સાહેબ તો હવે ગયા, હવે નવી નસલ લ્યાઓ, નવી નસલના મોલી સાહેબ લ્યાઓ. I'll tell you what, નવી નસલના મોલી સાહેબ. In our local town, one town just very close by, in the maktab, Mauli Sahab came 10 minutes late. How many minutes late? 10 minutes late. So the committee person was standing, oh, Mauli Sahab, 10 minutes late, aavya. Mauli Sahab said, okay, khuda hafiz, I'm going home. He went home. The whole committee went to his house to ask for maafi, to ask for forgiveness. Poirana kon parawanu? Who's going to teach the kids? And then he came back. Then Mauli Sahab said, look, I came late. He could have come in my class. He could have called me in the office. He could have asked, Hazrat, everything all right? Why did you come late? My wife was delivering a baby in the hospital. From there, I rushed. There was traffic. That is why I was 10 minutes late. That was a valid reason, wasn't it? Apna Gujarati, is it a valid reason? Now you deal with Mauli Sahabs like this. 10 minutes late and you make a big fuss about it. So this, in some countries, apne ta to haju aa hawa nahi chahili because we all like in a slumber. In some countries, there are rich people, alhamdulillah, who go to the committee and say, we will pay from our pocket, not member fee. That's different. We will pay the imam's wages. Or we will pay so many ustad's wages. Not according to what you give, but we will give to according to our financial ability. But when it comes to £10 increase in membership or £10 increase in madrasa fees, atle to ye hawa, you know. Oh, so £10 increase in madrasa fees. Mauli sahab loko to bo maldar the jawana. Ghee kera. Paanche paanche angri ghee ma. But when we spend thousands and thousands and thousands in our wedding functions, oh, that's all right. That's fine. We have money to waste there. Just a wedding dress, just a suit will cost how many thousands? The bride and the groom will be sent to where? Shard. You know where is Shard? Do you know what is Shard? I haven't been, but it's in London. It's a tower where for a cup of tea and some biscuits you'll pay 50 quid. That's fine. That's okay. Then we have bridal showers. Never heard of it before, but now we're hearing all these things, you know. Bridal showers where we will hire a beautiful cottage and the boys and the girls will meet up and whatever happens, Allah knows best. Allah Ta'ala, we seek refuge from Allah Ta'ala. So any act of ibadat, any act of worship, according to the sunnah, accepted in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. Blessings in all the acts of worship. Otherwise, empty, devoid of blessings of Allah Ta'ala, devoid of the barakat from Allah Ta'ala. So as a Muslim, everything that we do, every act of ibadat that we carry out should be according to the Sharia, should be according to the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And nowadays, the weddings that we have, dancing, music, whatever happens, and if like a person like me, if a person like me, Mauli Sahab, went there, I didn't know there was music, I didn't know there was dancing and bhangra and whatever, and I went there, and kawali and whatever, and I went there, talk of the town, butli, I'm Mauli Sahab, to heli shadi ma gela, ta to bro music chaltu to, so it was jais for you. It was jais and permissible for you to sit in those weddings, our wadils also. Our elders also, they also, and brothers who are doing the work of deen, they are in those weddings. It is permissible for you. If it's not permissible for the Mauli Sahab, it's not permissible for you. If it's not according to the Sharia, okay, Mauli Sahab might have to a little bit more careful than you because he's got the ilm and knowledge. But you also have the knowledge that music is haram, mingling is haram, dancing is haram. You also have the knowledge. So how is it permissible for you? In which In which kitab does it make it permissible for you that you can join all these functions, and if a Mauli Sahib goes, talk of the town. Aha, Mauli Sahib was there. And if I would go, then you say, Musalla Parti Mauli Sahib ne khench lo ne about you. Koi farishta liao. Bring another farishta, bring an angel. Maybe Batli people deserve an angel. All these ulama that we have, there is no value anyway. There are some people, illa mashallah, who value and respect the ulama. So in some countries, there are these types of people whom Allah has given, bestowed them with wealth, and they respect the ulama. So according to the Sharia and according to Islam, if we carry out any act of ibadat, it is accepted in the eyes of Allah. Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq also. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayy alas salam. Hayy alas salam. Hayy alal falah. Hayy alal falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allah. Allahumma rabba hadhihi ad-da'wati at-tammati was-salati al-qa'imati ati Muhammadan al-Mustafa.
Du'ai Shifa for Maryam Abdullah Mutara. Allah Ta'ala grant this Maryam and all those who are not well, Allah Ta'ala grant them complete Shifa. From tomorrow, Fajr 6:15, Asr 6 o'clock, Isha 9:15, inshallah. In Madrasa Islamia, ladies' classes which used to happen and which were closed due to COVID, there will be an open day, a registration day for old and new students for ladies on Thursday 9:30 in the morning. So the student classes will then start afterwards on Tuesdays and Thursdays 9:30 to 11:15. And on the screen, in the corridor on the screen, there is also a poster about healthy marriage, where on Sunday 26 September, again in Madrasa Islamia, from 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock, those who are getting married or those who are married, it's for males and females, for brothers and sisters, and registration will be required for that, where you can find the register on the website. And the program will be presented by Mufti Abdul Rahman Mangera, Damat Barakatuhum, from Zamzam Academy, London. So, Alhamdulillah, we are calling a scholar all the way from London. So, our brothers are requested that we honor the scholar. We respect the scholar in that sense that we attend the program and we benefit from the program.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayy 'ala s-salah. Hayy 'ala s-salah. Hayy 'ala al-falah. Hayy 'ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana ila al-iman, wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allahu al-azizul hakim. أرسل إلينا رسولا فعلمنا محكمات الإسلام والصراط المستقيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الحليم الكريم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين سبقوا إلى الدين القويم أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إن أهم الأمور للمسلم تصحيح العقائد فإنها للدين عمائد فآمنوا بالله وهو تصديق بالقلب وإقرار باللسان بأنه لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في ذاته ولا في صفاته وهو المستجمع بجميع صفات الكمال والمنزه عن كل نقصان وزوال وله الأسماء الحسنى وبيده ملكوت الدنيا والعقبى وتصدقوا بأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وهو صادق في جميع ما جاء به من الأخبار والأحكام وأن القرآن كلام الله العزيز العلام وأن كل من الكتب والرسل والملائكة حق أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسوله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب بأهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان. واغفر اللهم لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. There are people who are sat by the door and there are people in the corridor who want to come inside. So if you can give way, there is a lot of empty spaces available. Please fill in the gaps. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والشمس وضحاها، والقمر إذا تلاها، والنهار إذا جلاها، والليل إذا يغشاها، والسماء وما بناها، والأرض وما طحاها، ونفس وما سواها، فألهمها فجورها وتقواها، قد أفلح من زكاها، وقد خاب من دساها، كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. وإنا لذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا آتنا من لدنك حسنة وقنا حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. هب لنا من أزواجنا ولا تسق قلوبنا إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم رب ارحمهم كما ربيانا صغيرا بجنة القيامة اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك.